One man thought going to heaven was like going to Philadelphia.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with you and my founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Two men flying to Philadelphia began to talk. One said, he thought going to heaven is like going to Philadelphia. You can go by train, bus, airplane, or car. So you can choose any religion to get to heaven. As the plane made its descent through the fog to land, the control booth gave the pilot very precise instructions in order to land safely. He then told the pilot, do not deviate from the beam. That same advice, expressed differently, is what the Apostle John gave to the believers to whom he wrote. Writing to correct their confusion about what it takes to have a genuine relationship with God and how they could be sure they had eternal life, he wrote in 1 John chapter 5, God has testified about his Son. All who believe in the Son of God know in their hearts that this testimony is true. Those who don't believe this are actually calling God a liar because they don't believe what God has testified about his Son. And this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have life. I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life. So, when it comes to possessing eternal life, we remove the guesswork when we truly repent of our sins and truly trust in and rely on God's Son as our Savior.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.